Okay, we are so glad you're joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. We are going one-on-one with Mitch Light. He is the executive editor with Athlon Sports. Tell all of our listeners, Mitch, across the country where they can go and check out some of your stuff online.
Well, athlonsports.com. You can buy any of our magazines there. And actually, I'm already working on the college basketball preview magazine.
Outstanding.
I just read the Oregon State story. Hey, you want to talk about some Pac? There's some bad Pac-12 teams in basketball, but that's obviously not what we're talking about now. And if you go to athlonsports.com, we've got a staff here. A lot of college football content over the summer and in the season as well. So that's at athlonsports.com.
Okay, the focus of our conversation has been on the Pac-12 conference, and I don't want to get off track too much, but Alabama, obviously the favorite in the SEC. How big of a drop-off are they going to endure this year without having Johnny Manziel and A.J. McCarron and Aaron Murray?
That's the storyline in these parts, is the quarterback situation at a lot of these schools. Even Alabama, Jacob Coker, the transfer from Florida State, we think it's going to be the quarterback there. We just kind of assume he'll do well because all Alabama quarterbacks do well with that offense. But, the top teams in the East, Hudson Mason taking over at Georgia, Dylan Thompson at South Carolina, Florida getting Jeff Driscoll back, who's been hurt. Missouri has Matty Mock, who has not been a full-time starter. Tennessee, we think it's going to be Justin Worley. They haven't announced it yet. Vanderbilt has three guys now battling for the top job there. Kentucky, no idea. So, I didn't really mean to go list every team in the East, but I just did, saying that no team in the East has a returning starter quarterback. And so that's going to be, we had a good run of really entertaining and quality quarterbacks in this league, the SEC. But I think the story this year is going to be the lack of experience at the quarterback position.
Okay, Mitch Light joining us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Okay, let's the SEC, they are still loaded with elite talent, but let's focus right now on the Pac-12. Deeper, they're stronger. Right at the top, obviously, is the Oregon Ducks. I'm going to assume that is going to be one of your teams to make the playoffs this year, in the inaugural year.
Well, actually, our big debate in our preseason meeting was we had Florida State 1, Alabama 2, Ohio State 3. Then the debate for that fourth team in the playoff came down to Oregon, which we picked to beat UCLA in the championship game, Auburn or Oklahoma. And we went with Oklahoma. And we had Oregon on the outside looking in. I don't want to contradict myself here. I think Oregon versus Oklahoma on a neutral field, I'd take Oregon. But I think because the Pac-12 is stronger and they play Michigan State non-conference, they are more likely to lose one or two games. So I think Oklahoma has a clearer path to an undefeated season and a spot in the playoff. And we're going to find out later in the year with the College Football Committee how much they value strength of schedule and all that. Because I think, again, Oregon might have a better team, but there's just more hurdles on that schedule. They host Michigan State. They go to UCLA. They go to Oregon State late in the year, and Oregon State gave them a battle last year. So, Oregon, very, very talented. Marcus Mariota, probably the best quarterback in the country, or best quarterback west of Tallahassee. So love this team, but their schedule's kind of difficult.
Well, certainly some curiosity on my part in terms of what kind of offensive numbers are they going to post. I mean, this is a team that can certainly, now with Marcus back, I mean, they're going to rack up points in a hurry. I mean, he truly is. He's the game changer.
Yeah, I mean, if he stayed healthy last year, they might have run the table. That Stanford gave them a lot of credit, give Derek Mason, defensive coordinator at Stanford, a ton of credit for what they did, but when Mariota was banged up for the second half of the year, they could not really run the offense as much as they wanted to. And when they went down to Arizona and got beat badly, he clearly wasn't at his best. He was healthy in the bowl game, and they played very well. I would say they're not great at the wide receiver position. Braylon Addison obviously tore his ACL in the spring. Don't know how long he's going to be out. They are explosive at the running back position. Byron Marshall's great. Thomas Tyner's great. Offensive line will be very, very good, even though they lost Tyler Johnson the other day. So offense is not going to be an issue at all at Oregon this year.
I'm just curious now, your evaluation of Marcus Mariota as a quarterback. I mean, obviously he's neck and neck with Jameis Winston with the Heisman. If you had to pick today, I mean, who would be your favorite?
I would favor Mariota, and just because for whatever reason, it's hard to repeat. And I think voters sometimes want to look for something different. And, like I said, if Mariota didn't get hurt last year, he might have won it. I mean, he was having a spectacular year. And I think, if I was – I'm not a voter. If I was, I would kind of value the competition the quarterback goes against too. And, if Mariota can stay healthy and have a great year, then I would look at the teams he's doing it against, which will be more difficult than the team Jameis Winston's doing it against. I mean, both fabulous quarterbacks, and especially Mariota with that ability to run, he can hurt you so many different ways.
Okay, so we've hit on Oregon. Let's zoom around here. Let's talk about the UCLA Bruins. They are certainly loaded with experience, especially on offense. And Jim Mora, I just think he has done a fabulous job. Impressive with that 10-3. What do they need to do to truly make this program recognized, to make it viewed as legit?
They need to win this year. I mean, they're a popular pick in the preseason, and the worst thing you can do as far as a program and perception nationally is underachieve. Because if that happens, and people, like, the next year, they'll be like, ah, you know, I remember last year, we all thought they were so good, and Hundley's gone now. So, you know, if their goal is to prove people that they're an established program, they need to live up to expectations this year. And, you know, they've got, you know, Brett Hundley's a fabulous quarterback. He does a lot of the same things that Marcus Mariota does. He's a tremendous job there. They got one of the most unique talents in the country in Miles Jack, who I think last year did not get enough attention for the fact that he was the Pac-12 offense and defensive player of the year. I mean, that's amazing. And, you know, they should be pretty good in the front seven. The offensive line, long an issue, you know, during the Rick Neuheisel era, that solidified they're better there. So I think UCLA has everything going for it. In fact, a couple months ago, I was out west. It was a UCLA campus for the first time in my life, and I cannot imagine anyone saying no on a recruiting trip out there. So UCLA is good, and it should be good.
Really? Yeah. Well, and the rumor is Brett Hundley, their quarterback, I mean, he has been really impressive in camp. He's 6'3", 230. But I just have to wonder, I mean, what does your gut tell you in terms of the belief of what they will be able to accomplish? Obviously, this is a sense of urgency, the third year for Jim Mora, and expectations are sky high for the program. And we were just talking about, I mean, the Athlon Sports, you guys in the preseason magazine, you've got them ranked 7th in the country.
Yeah, I mean, we obviously think they're also going to have a great year, and I think it's a good year to be good in the South, because I think USC has a lot of talent, they are still, you know, we've got 14th overall, they're still a little more fragile because of the lack of depth. If they have some injuries, you know, they could fall off a bit quicker. In Arizona State, love what Todd Graham's doing there. The defending champs, they just lost a ton, and that front seven defensively has been destroyed there. So I think UCLA is kind of peaking at the right time, and they can take advantage of a year when maybe the South is not quite as good as the North.
Okay, the Stanford Cardinal, 10 starters returning from, or they actually lost 10 starters from last year, and they have a very difficult road schedule. They're at Oregon and at UCLA. That's going to reveal a lot about them in terms of their character and their heart and about this team.
Yeah, I mean, there's one thing you can say about Stanford. In recent years, they're very mentally tough, and they kind of do what they do, and they don't care what people say about them. They don't care if people are running the spread and doing all sorts of things. They'll just run their smash-mouth offense and you know, go play in the Rose Bowl every year. I think it's an interesting team for a lot of reasons. On offense, the fact that they've only got one starter back on the offensive line, but Andrus Peat, left tackle, All-American, but this all five of their starters are part of the same recruiting class that David Shaw a few years ago said maybe the best offensive line recruiting class ever.
The start of the 2014 college football season, the countdown is on. It is just around the corner. We've been breaking down the Pac-12 conference with our good friend Mitch Light from Athlon Sports. He is the executive editor. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much, Mitch. And we will talk to you again real soon, because we got to talk about USC next time you're on the show, okay?
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.